Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4 Imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 149, Wearable Technology, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4 Imprint Incorporated customer service representative, Jennifer Kohler.
Prepare to be amazed. The magic of wearable technology is coming to a theater near you. By now, if you've read or listened to part one of the series on wearable technology, you're familiar with the magical world of wearable technology and know that it's a trend that is probably here to stay. The trend is not slowing down, either. In fact, it's growing at an exponential speed. Gartner claims that in the upcoming year, demand for wearable technologies will exceed tablet demand. Moreover, it's estimated that this year, the wearable devices market will reach approximately 2 million units. And that's only scratching the surface. By 2018, research shows that wearable device shipments will reach anywhere from 130 to as much as 170 million. Even by the end of 2014, it is predicted that wearable use will increase by 10 times the initial estimate. In case you're still in the dark, let's shed some light on wearable technology. Essentially, wearable technology is the concept of gadgets worn on the body that do everything from monitor personal body performance or help you complete activities otherwise performed on a computer or laptop. A wearable can come in the form of many things, from eyeglasses, clothing, watches, and more. It's like magic, except there's no hidden illusion. It's real. The wearable technology revolution is changing the business landscape, and companies need to be prepared if they decide to permit wearable use in the office. Yet estimates show that 85% of the public sector is unprepared for the impact of wearable technology on its IT infrastructure. Is your company one of the 85%? Do you know how to manage the implementation of wearable technologies across your organization? Even more importantly, is it a good idea in the first place? Just as you wouldn't throw a magic show without some practice, you shouldn't allow wearables in the office unless you've weighed the pros and cons and thought about how to do it. Too much can go wrong if you don't, exposing tricks of the trade to a wider audience. First and foremost, companies need to consider if there is a business value to wearables and whether or not the pros outweigh the cons. This podcast examines the implications of wearable technology, particularly what it means in the workplace and how it will affect business functions like human resources and technology. As noted, few companies have policies to manage the growing trend, yet it needs to be addressed. This podcast will identify how to be prepared and provide business leaders with tips on how to establish guidelines and enforce policies should you choose to adopt a wearable policy in the first place. So get ready to take the stage because it's time for the curtain call. The thrilling world of wearable technology is enticing and most can take their eyes off the stage. But as fascinating as it might be, the allure comes with a cost. A lot goes on behind the scenes, and if you aren't prepared, you might not be able to afford the show. In other words, wearable technology will challenge corporations in three key areas, and the implications should be addressed before unleashing the magic. These include data protection, privacy protection, and system security and bandwidth. Let's discuss in more detail. Data protection methods will be challenged by wearables, and this will require you to review current practices to make sure they are sufficient. To protect corporate data, you might have to take it up a notch and upgrade security and impose tighter controls. Why? Because all of a sudden, employees have unprecedented access to sensitive business information, thus presenting more opportunities for misuse. Just like the BYOD trend, companies need to take measures to protect intellectual capital. You might be able to leverage some of the data protection measures found in BYOD policies. Companies that have a BYOD policy will be a step ahead. But wearable technology will be far more complex, leading some to say it will seem like a cakewalk in comparison to BYOD implementation. There are a host of new issues and risks, and additional security measures might be required. Once again, as with BYOD, the data ownership will be called into question. Companies need to determine who will own the data contained in wearables. Will data be owned by the individual or the company? If data on a wearable has personal information, will companies be able to access it? Believe it or not, some organizations require full access to any data on a wearable, even if it's personal information. It's becoming more commonplace to demand full disclosure and permit corporate access to any information captured in your wearable if they are used for business functions. Perhaps the largest impact of wearable technology relates to privacy, particularly how it is upheld and maintained. Employees will no longer simply be using a desktop computer to carry out their daily duties, but will be able to interact and engage with a whole host of computing interfaces, often without your knowledge. You won't necessarily know when information is being collected or recorded, and it could violate privacy rights. Companies must be vigilant in defining safeguards to ensure employees are not violating the privacy of others in the organization. As noted in the next section, in the future, privacy rights may be tightly controlled. At this moment, new legislation is pulling in the reins on the issue. In fact, some states are already lobbying for greater controls and regulations surrounding the use of wearables. Along these same lines, wearable technology will present challenges to confidentiality. Users will have access to confidential information, literally with the blink of an eye, and it will be hard to know when employees are accessing valuable information. Your business could be at risk from employees covertly copying crucial and sensitive information via wearable technology and later downloading this information onto cloud-like networks or their own personal desktop. Data can be even passed directly to a competitor without you ever knowing it. Accordingly, companies need to be proactive and find ways to protect confidential business knowledge. Finally, wearables will impact security and bandwidth. Today, an employee may have only a few devices accessing the network, but this number could jump to as much as 15 to 20 devices per employee in the upcoming years. Companies need to make sure they are ready for increased traffic and establish advanced security measures in order to access servers or other corporate repositories. You'll also need to ensure enough security is in place to prevent unauthorized third parties from deciphering the content. Administrators can employ greater secure socket layer, or SSL, protocols for encryption that safeguard materials in transit from being snooped or stolen by a third party. But protection will take time and money. What about network capabilities? Is your current network ready for the bandwidth required to handle the influx of wearable devices? Companies need to look at the existing network and reevaluate its capabilities to make sure it can handle increases in traffic and access. As the adoption of wearable technology gains momentum, many organizations risk losing control of their network with device overload. Now let's address the issue of privacy. You've probably been in a theater that asks the audience to turn off phones before a performance or screening and explicitly prohibits the use of video cameras. This practice isn't just to limit disruptions for the audience and actors. There are usually legitimate concerns behind this policy. If you think about it, as a magician, your biggest asset is the ability to captivate an audience with a sleight of hand. One video can expose your trick, impacting profits and sales. The same principle holds true in a business setting. If you don't protect your organization and employees from unwanted or illegal exposure, the effects can impact your business for years to come. Trade secrets, proprietary information, and critical business strategies can be easily captured and dispersed to competitors or other third parties. You can also be held liable for violating personal privacy rights if you aren't careful about documenting the use of wearable technology. Employees might even use captured data to support lawsuit claims or other litigation. Ultimately, the issue is about privacy and protecting it for both the corporation and the individual. As noted, privacy issues will be at the forefront of the debate regarding wearable technology. Google Glass has barely hit the market, but some are already advocating for increased regulations. Privacy watchdogs, in particular, are concerned about protecting personal privacy, particularly in light of recent revelations regarding the National Security Agency, also known as the NSA, and what some viewed as a privacy infringement. Other legislation is in the works to control when wearables can't be used. Overall, it's safe to say that the use of wearables will face an uphill battle as demands to protect privacy and safety emerge from a number of different resources. For example, some restaurants, casinos, bars, and theaters have already banned the use of Google Glass out of fear that patrons or customers could be photographed or recorded without explicit permission. In fact, in 2013, a Seattle restaurant made headlines when it banned wearable technology to make customers feel safe. It's likely that legislation will address where a wearable device can be used and require full disclosure from users. In the interim, other companies are asking employees to wear a plastic identification tag, much like a security card, to alert others that they have a personal device in their possession. Although Google Glass, for instance, is designed to flash a blinking light when it is in use, some aren't convinced that wearables, or the person wearing them, will accurately alert when they are not in full use. Full disclosure is becoming the expected norm, but enforcing compliance can be tricky, especially when some wearables are small and nearly undetectable. To an extent, the healthcare arena has already tackled the privacy issue. You are probably familiar with the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, more commonly referred to as HIPAA. In brief, the legislation aims to safeguard private health information across any platform. Healthcare organizations are also required to notify users if there's been a security breach regarding their personal information. But despite these protections, HIPAA policies don't necessarily extend to regulate wearables, even if the wearable is designed to collect data related to personal health. In other words, while HIPAA compliance is mandated in healthcare, it doesn't extend to corporations. Few organizations outside of the healthcare industry apply HIPAA standards. So far, there is only one documented case where a company adopted HIPAA and state security laws across the organization. The California-based company Lark, which creates wearables that track sleep patterns, unveiled a stringent privacy policy that weaves HIPAA elements with additional privacy guidelines. For example, explicit consent is required to provide access to sleep data, and privacy protection policies are clearly outlined and enforced. As an individual, to maintain personal privacy, read the fine print and pay attention to measures designed to ensure data safety and security. Most consumers object to allowing third parties access to personal information, especially without their knowledge. Yet, while some disclaimers say that privacy is respected, if you read closely, there might be disclosures that say your information may be shared with third parties in certain cases. Read privacy guidelines with a careful eye to fully understand how personal information might be used and find out exactly how privacy is protected from unauthorized access, use, or reuse. Again, some apps and websites promise that information will not be shared and provide opt-out options, but it's not always obvious how to do this. Privacy is just one area that might see increased regulation with the introduction of wearable technology. Other legislation in the works prevents wearables while driving. The concern, obviously, is that using wearables while driving will present a danger to both the individual and others around them. For this reason, some believe it should be illegal to use wearables while driving or performing other activities that require your full attention. A few states introduced legislation that bans all wearables, including Google Glass, while driving. Google is aggressively fighting those efforts. Opponents to the legislation, including Google, claim that in some cases the wearables are less distracting than cell phones or GPS devices because they don't have to be held in your hand. Use of Google Glass may also open up a host of legal issues. In some cases, wearables may violate existing laws. Today, anti-wiretapping or privacy laws in some states prohibit recording private conversations without the consent of all the parties involved. In one case, an Ohio man was questioned about wearing Google glasses in a movie theater. It is a federal offense and considered piracy to record movies in a theater, and the individual was detained and questioned regarding his activities and intent. Google is being proactive and established policies aimed to protect privacy and define proper use. The company published a guide for those that use Google Glass and outlines the do's and don'ts that individuals should practice when wearing glass. Google itself used the derogatory term, cautioning users not to be a glasshole, and the phrase has caught on to describe any inappropriate use of glass. The guidelines touch on some obvious times you should avoid use, such as high-impact sports. It also suggests that they are not to be used for an extended period of time. Overall, Google recommends that users adopt the same policy as cell phones. If it's not appropriate for a cell phone camera, it's not appropriate for glass. Consider leveraging some of the guidelines created by Google across your organization and for any and all wearables. If nothing else, it's a good starting point to open dialogue and establish boundaries. Since the rise of wearable technology appears unstoppable, it will face many legal challenges to come. You can bet that further official guidelines and legislation will be necessary to ensure that the implications of use are controlled and safe for everyone. Companies will need to pay close attention to the debate to make sure their organizations comply with any additional restrictions that are applied. With so many challenges and business implications, many companies get cold feet when they think of taking the show on the road. At this point, you may be wondering if introducing wearables in your organization is even worth the effort. Before the show takes to the stage, you might consider whether the theater will sell out and if the show will be profitable. In other words, ask a fundamental question: will your company benefit from wearable technology? Some say that wearable technology should only be considered acceptable in the office if it brings value to the company or makes an employee's life easier so he or she can perform better. It's a big undertaking, and if you're only doing it to keep up with other kids on the block, you might reevaluate its appeal. You will need to invest time and money in the process, and if there's no business value, you might consider postponing opening night. The bottom line? Look at the whole picture before saying yes to wearable technology. And in many cases, organizations are saying no despite the rising popularity. According to a study from TechPro, only 11% said their organizations are using, implementing, or allocating budgets toward wearables. Another 25% said they are planning to implement but haven't established a budget. And a whopping 64% reported no interest or plans to deploy wearables. For some, despite the challenges to infrastructure and privacy, some companies say there are tangible business benefits that outweigh any of the downsides. Indeed, according to a recent study, wearables may improve productivity as much as 8.5% and increase job satisfaction by 3.5%. Likewise, research from Gartner forecasts that Google Glass and other smart glasses alone will help make employees more efficient, ultimately adding more than $1 billion per year to company profits by 2017. And many employees are ready to embrace the trend. A study from Cornerstone On Demand, a California-based technology provider, found that 58% of employees would be willing to use wearable technology if it enabled them to do their jobs better. Some of the benefits are discussed in part one of this series, but what are some real-world examples and how it can improve your business? In other words, where will you find true business value that can be gained by wearable technology? As outlined in part one of the series, experts say wearables can help with simple business tasks, such as tracking mileage and business expenses more accurately, distributing business cards, gathering biometric data, and providing on-the-fly sales data. But wearables have an additional business benefit and show great promise in the following areas: measuring employee productivity, monitoring employee activity in the workplace, allowing for collaboration and information sharing, enhancing workplace safety, and enhancing employee training through simulation and virtual augmented reality. You might ask if wearables will improve productivity or help monitor key business activities in your organization. Perhaps it will track time more efficiently and seamlessly log hours for payroll. With more automation, employees will spend less time on busy work and more time with customers. It might also have an impact on improving collaboration and information sharing. Some of the wearable technology will make it seem as though teams are meeting in person, thus enabling a greater exchange of information and collaboration. How will it enhance workplace safety? If your company is one that provides installation or maintenance services, wearables might be beneficial because they will allow employees in the field to access technical documentation or procedures in real time. Inspectors checking the safety of a fleet of tractor trailers could similarly use wearables to generate safety inspection data and regulations. In addition, those who work in potentially dangerous environments will be able to access data instantaneously and document information quickly. Some say that the ability to provide more efficient and realistic training will shorten onboarding processes, thus freeing up time for human resources and other business functions. Wearables may guide new employees around the office to learn the layout and keep track of new names and faces. Plus, providing realistic simulations in augmented reality could make training a more hands-on, interactive experience. Overall, experts believe that wearables will have the potential to become cost-effective enhancements to internal training curriculum. Are you curious as to what industries are using wearable technology? Not surprising, healthcare has the greatest deployment of wearables, with 54% reporting that they're either using wearable technology or are in the midst of implementing or planning to implement wearables. On the flip side, 78% of government organizations have no plans to implement wearable technology whatsoever. If your company is one that has decided to jump on board and embrace wearable technology, it's time to make some magic happen. You need to make sure your company is ready to open the doors and give the audience a good show. So where do you start? After wearable technology passes the test on business value, it's time to start asking questions regarding usage and guidelines. You'll need to explicitly address when and how wearables can be used and outline a formal policy that is distributed across the company. To get started, it's a good idea to ask and answer a few key questions to help shape your corporate policy. Some of these questions are, number one, will all employees be allowed to use wearable technology, or will certain types of employees be barred from doing so? Number two, will anyone be required to use it to do their job? Number three, how will personnel be identified and approved for its use? Number four, is it necessary to restrict capabilities, such as by disabling certain features? And number five, where will wearable technology be allowed or prohibited? Answers to these questions will help build the foundation for a wearable technology policy. To put it bluntly, giving employees guidelines designed to protect both data and privacy rights is a must-have. Within the corporation, just like the BYOD trend, companies must outline exactly when and where wearable technologies can be used, along with what is off-limits. For example, you may want to ban wearables in meetings or other key business interactions to make sure nothing is being recorded without permission. Although Google Glasses have a blinking light to let others know when they are in use, this won't necessarily stop people from using it in inappropriate settings. The same holds true for other wearables. Overall, experts suggest that policies and procedures should be driven by the HR function. Particularly, HR teams should review and update employment contracts and any applicable corresponding social media or disciplinary policy to expressly prohibit the acquisition and disclosure of confidential information through wearable technology. Remind the workforce of confidentiality regulations. Ensure that any monitoring of communication policy includes wearable technology, and update dress code policies to prevent undetected use or make it easy to see when someone is using a wearable. These are all critical activities that can help protect intellectual capital and avoid privacy violations. More importantly, employees need to be reminded of any existing policies related to confidentiality across the organization and understand the same regulations apply to wearables. It's really about enhanced communication on how and when wearable technology can be used, and then communicating this policy consistently across the organization. Once you have the policies in place, how do you enforce them? Unfortunately, many companies do not measure or evaluate compliance, even when it comes to things like BYOD. In fact, the area of network management, research shows that 93% of companies implemented network management tools to protect data and unauthorized access. Yet a mere 23% bother to review whether networks are jeopardized. Research also shows that despite security features offered by network tools, almost 65% of companies can't differentiate between wired and wireless devices on their network. Enforcement of wearable technology policies is critical. A company should conduct regular and frequent reviews to make sure network access guidelines are obeyed. Human resource teams must be diligent. After all, if you aren't following up with wearable guidelines, there's no point in establishing them at all. There are activities that HR can do to monitor implementation of corporate policy. Some of these include checking disciplinary and grievance policies to ensure that employees are expressly prohibited from bringing such devices into hearings and formal meetings, enforcing policies and verifying compliance in order to avoid covert recording and harassment allegations, regulating the use of wearable technology in the workplace, and expressly prohibiting the recording of individuals around the office and taking a zero-tolerance approach to such recordings. What else can human resources do to get ready for the wearable revolution? Mainly, it's necessary to make sure everyone in the company is on the same page when it comes to using wearables. Training sessions should spend time reviewing guidelines in detail and provide real-life examples on what is permitted. Be clear and concise regarding use, and make sure employees understand the consequences of misuse. In closing, these recommendations are just a starting point, and as employees continue to introduce new wearables to the office, policies and procedures will need to be updated and enforced. It will become a continuous process as wearables become more commonplace. Just when you think you've outlined how and when to use wearables, a new host of challenges may emerge that require you to revisit the policy as a whole. And don't forget, you'd be remiss to take the stage without a magic hat and wand, just as you'd be remiss if you didn't address the technology needs that accompany wearables. Overall, wearable technology will present challenges to the existing technology infrastructure and may require significant adjustments. Just when companies finally figure out how to implement BYOD, wearables are added to the mix, adding yet another dimension of technology challenges. The technology requirements for wearables could be a paper in itself, but a few are outlined next. Some of the technology challenges are the same as those presented by BYOD. It will require IT teams to revisit big issues such as data security and network access. You may need to bulk up your technology team and make sure that wearable technology does not put your organization at risk. Simply, there will be more opportunity to access corporate data. This will put data protection and security in the spotlight. Accordingly, you might need to hire more people to manage and monitor wearable access long term. Think about these costs in advance so you aren't caught off guard. What about the costs of upgrading networks or using more technology to protect corporate data? This could potentially be yet another investment required from your organization, although you might be able to leverage mobile device management, also called MDM, software that's already in place. Some experts suggest that companies should have, at minimum, a personal firewall, antivirus software, and protection from malware. If you don't have this type of software in place, you might consider investing in new platforms. Again, factor the costs early on to avoid any surprises. As with BYOD, you should also consider what happens when an employee loses a device or moves on to another company. You'll need a way to make sure they don't leave with sensitive corporate data and that network access is terminated. Likewise, if an employee loses the device, there should be remote capabilities to delete data and access. Consider developing remote wipe services to protect the data from falling into the wrong hands. Other security services to explore include hard disk or file encryption, strong authentication, secure communications, ensured integrity, and digital signatures. Security services such as these should be tested and configured for wearables to make sure you can protect corporate data and access. At the very least, think about requiring wearable users to protect individual accounts with login authentication and strong passwords. This can help verify their identity and prevent unauthorized access. It will also alert the organization when and how a wearable is connecting to the network. In truth, there's no magical wand. Most companies are still figuring out how to implement wearables, particularly because it's so new. But just as a good magician gauges the audience before a show, your company should do the same and view the level of interest and feasibility behind wearables. Some are making it up as they go along and crossing their fingers that wearables will not cause a major upheaval in the office. But just as you wouldn't risk sawing the lady in half unless you knew what you were doing, you shouldn't give the green light for wearables unless you're positive it will work. Like BYOD, you must establish guidelines and policies before moving forward. Figuring out how to do this will make implementation easier in the longer term. And who knows, your organization could turn out to be the next box office hit in the magical world of wearables.
Thanks for listening to the second part of Wearable Technology. Keep on the lookout for our next podcast, Hit a Home Run with Instagram. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to others, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.